This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And now that. It's one of those days, folks. The Robert Scott Bell Show starts now. A little bit somber. A lot of it somber, in fact. Tom Petty, depending on the news reports, he's either not here with us at all or he's clinging to the physical body. Maybe we'll get a finale on that. But my goodness, a very sad and somber day in the United States and around the world for those of you that care about life. The tragic shooting in Las Vegas last night. I got into L.A. last night and just flipped on the TV before I went to bed and saw this, the aftermath unfolding, so to speak. There are so many questions running through my mind, and Super Don, I think you woke up and saw that this had happened, and, the unfortunate thing, of course, it's already being politicized, but we still don't even know exactly what went on and who did it among the who's that did it, because to think this is a lone gunman, I have trouble resolving that at this moment. But Super Don, anyway, just want to acknowledge here we are. I am in, for those of you watching on the YouTube channel, RS Bell Media Channel, simulcasting our GCN stream through to radio affiliates around the country and around the world. In Los Angeles, tomorrow I'm planning to meet a healer that's coming in from Norway to investigate some things. It could be very interesting. And so tomorrow night's show will probably have more of a focus as to that kind of healing. But tonight we're going to acknowledge what's going on in the United States, in Las Vegas, and other things. If you want to be part of the show, we'll let you know how to do that as well. And, again, I'm seated. Normally I'm standing, but it is a somber kind of start to the show, Super Don, acknowledging perhaps the passing of Tom Petty, but in addition, of course, what are they saying, 57 now dead. How many injured in Las Vegas from this event, this thing last night?
Yeah, the numbers, you know, as usual, and I actually caught this last night. It's kind of hard not to, just being as plugged in as I am to everything. I was getting calls and messages from people and did the same thing as you, flipped on the TV and actually went, you know, listen, Periscope is great for this kind of stuff as well, because, you know, while you're sitting there waiting for, you know, Fox News or CNN or something like that to come up with stuff, there are people on the ground that are right there where it's happening.
Yeah.
So that you can kind of see. So I was kind of flipping around from one to the other. And, yeah, you know, it was one of those things where last night, as usual, when you have an event like this, you've got a lot of misinformation going on. People thought there were two shooters, three shooters. They thought that it was, you know, a terrorist and there were bombs and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And so it was one of those things where you kind of have to look at it and you go, all right, I'm just going to wait till tomorrow morning. And then once they've been able to weed through, you know, all of the misinformation, we'll get kind of a grasp on what's going on. So as it stands right now, they are saying that it was a lone shooter. This guy was holed up on the, I think it was the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay. resort, and the guy was just armed to the teeth with this weaponry that you would expect to come out of like an armory or something, right? Mm-hmm. All this automatic, you know, these guns and everything like that. He apparently had checked in three or four days beforehand, had everything set up, and targeted this country music festival that was going on down on the ground. So, yeah, I mean, absolute chaos. They're saying that this is the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. And from the looks of it, it looks that way. But like you said, though, there are apparently some unanswered questions as to, you know, what is going on here? How did this one guy do this? How did he get in there with everything that he had undetected and stuff? There's a lot of questions that still need to be answered on this.
Well, his brother, this guy Paddock, his brother said he's not an avid gun guy at all. He was quoted, in fact, saying the fact that he had those kinds of weapons is just, where the hell did he get automatic weapons? He has no military background or anything like that. He's just a guy who lived in a house in Mesquite, drove down and gambled in Las Vegas. He did stuff, ate burritos. I mean, this is a guy whose brother at least says this is completely out of character. He wasn't even in this realm to have a fully automatic machine gun. And by the way, folks, you want to try and buy a fully automatic machine gun? Good luck. You're going to have a, you know, $25,000 at least, and then you're going to have to go through, you know, background checks beyond belief, and you're going to have to wait a long time to get approved if you are. And so those that are saying that if we only had more strict gun control laws, this really is not a gun control issue in terms of, you know, ease of access to something that was already pretty much illegal. But I have questions about, you know, if this guy, they claim he had 10 long guns of some kind, rifles. If you've got one automatic weapon of that caliber, whatever that was, to shoot the kind of things, if you've heard the audio, this is rapid fire. This is not a, you know, a guy that's click, 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 and then reloading. It's just going on and on. Why do you need 10 at that point? There's a lot of mysteries. This is, you know, I don't want this to become a lone gunman scenario, JFK scenario. The thing is, with all of the alternative media that there is, and you said it too, with Periscope, Facebook Live, etc., there's no monopoly on coverage. There's so many angles on this that are going to be uncovered that I think it will be difficult for them to shut it down, to say it's just a lone shooter, he's dead, now let's move on. There's ISIS has claimed responsibility. I mean, this is just, it gets more and more bizarre. Now, if this is an attempt on some level to disarm Americans, yes, it's a tragedy, but it's not going to work, because the more you threaten people with guns, the more in America the people are going to want to hold on to those guns. So for those on the left, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, your ploy, if you really want to narrow the ability of people to own guns, politicizing this event is not going to work for you. I'll just say that. But again, there's a lot of strange things about this. Mike Adams has five things he listed, and there are probably more that's coming out about this. A number of people, dozens in fact, have reported multiple shooters, that there was evidence of gunfire not just coming from one location. There was the woman who was warning people that they were all going to die 45 minutes before it occurred. Who is that? Was that the wife? Was that somebody else? Of course, it was a fully automatic weapon, which is very difficult to get through legal means. And the other aspect of this, I want you to think about this, folks. We've talked about the danger now of being in large crowds, particularly when you're corralled into an area with very limited exit ways. And if this was planned, as it seems to have been, they knew where the panic would be and where the people would go, and they were trapped in like a killing field. So this is another thing you got to consider. Where are the exits when you go to an event like this? And I have the same question that Mike had about it. Why would you have 10 long guns when you have this automatic weapon? What was the point of any more at that point? So, again, more questions than I have answers, Super Don, but one thing's for sure, I will say this on a personal level. This doesn't at all change my view about the right to keep and bear arms. It only strengthens it.
And it shouldn't. You know, I mean, no. when you see, listen, politicians, and I want to say it was Hillary Clinton many years ago, was quoted as saying, you never let a good crisis go to waste. Okay, and so it's an opportunity. You know, whenever there's a shooting, it's always you're going to have people that are going to come out of the woodwork initially to say gun control, we need to have gun control. But as you pointed out, the gun that he had you could have had, you know, gun control coming at your ears, and it would not have stopped him from getting what it, we don't know where he got that gun. It's not like he walked down to Walmart and bought a gun. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not the kind of gun that you just pick up anywhere.
No. There's a lot of control over this gun. In other words, to get something like this.
I mean, it sounded like Beirut. I mean, the audio on this thing was just insane when you're listening to the gunfire on this thing. This is not some gun that you just picked up at the gun store.
Folks, this is a day for, like, CBD in a big way. CBD to, you know, anxiety, fear, all of these things that we talk about. Homeopathic remedies are there for that. There are a lot of things that people are reflecting on in terms of, you know, it's one thing, you know, you have a celebrity like Tom Petty, apparently maybe dead, maybe nearing death. And you think about that. Oh, he's 66, all right? You know, we've talked about tragedies over the years here and recognize that this show is about health and healing. It's about maintaining this life as long as you can, hopefully in a very qualitative way. Yet at any day, you don't know, a bus could come take you out, or in this case, a massive shooting. And, you know, I've been around the world, and we are very fortunate, if that's the right word, I'm not sure, in America, because we have a reasonable assumption every day we wake up that we're going to be able to go through the day, have our meals, and then go to bed, and then wake up the next day and do it again. As I've said, I've been to places on this planet where that is not an automatic assumption, that every day could be your last here on Earth. And, again, it's a somber thing to say, but it's one where you, when you begin to live that way, you begin to value life more, to recognize that there are certain things that appear to be out of our purview or control. Even though, again, this woman apparently warned them, you're all going to die. What was that about? Was that a message of someone who had just a psychic link to the universe that was just kind of, whacked out with a message? Or was it somebody that actually had foreknowledge that this was indeed going to happen and was part of it? I don't know, but, you know, do you get messages like this? And for me, this is another aspect of the spiritual side of things. And we're going to bring Roseanne Lindsay in after the break. Oh, Roseanne is here? Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just going to say this for Roseanne's ears, too, that the spiritual aspect of this, you know, sometimes you know when it's your time to go. A lot of times you don't. But do you get messages? And how do you remain open to the messages that would have said to you, you know what, don't go to that concert. This is not an experience you need to have. And that's a level of communication that goes beyond necessarily telephones, internet, even radio. It's a direct link to the source of all sources, guiding you into the experiences you need and guiding you away from those that you don't need. And our over-reliance on electronic media perhaps is drowning out the messages that we might otherwise receive loud and clear, even if it's a still, quiet voice or whisper from the other side. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And we're joined now by Roseanne Lindsay, and she's a naturopath, she's a dear friend, and she's a gifted healer in her own right. And she's bringing the vitamin L, or the love that we like to say is the cornerstone of all healing, is the source of all healing, in fact. And in the midst of this tragedy, I wanted her on today as well to hopefully bring some of that energy in ways that Super Don and I probably can't do as well as you, Roseanne. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for the lovely introduction.
Well, that's it. We recognize, I think, that people are going to call for healing, and absolutely, I love that healing is part of the discussion. But unfortunately, it's like those that wait for the disaster of cancer to happen before they start saying, "Oh, maybe I should eat better." And I'm not saying that means don't bring in the love, don't bring in the healing, but I'm just thinking about proactively. And I think I kind of hinted at that before we went to break, Roseanne, the idea that we could be open or closed to messages that could guide us in different ways than they talk about in the mainstream media. And there's so many voices, there's so many channels that we can turn to, and internet. And there's some good in that, but there's some distractions that might be taking us away from the messages that could protect us from events like this.
Yeah, events like this are meant to put us in a state of fear. And when we're in fear, we are frozen and we can't think, we can't ground ourselves, center ourselves. We can't access that spiritual part of us called intuition. And intuition is our connection to our higher self. It's our connection to nature. It's what I wrote a little bit about in my article today that's posted. And it really is, if we're following other people's truths, like the government's dictates or other people's mm-hmm. expert opinions, often we're losing touch with our own intuition. We're not tuning into ourselves. And because we're our own healers, all here, you know, to heal ourselves and to help other people, you know, guide them to do that, and we lose touch with our intuition, we really need to refocus back there, back here where we are.
Yeah, and these events, again, it begins to drive people through fear that freedom is dangerous. Freedom is much too dangerous to be entrusted to you and me. We from the government are here, and we can manage your freedom, right? And then we'll call it freedom, but it'll be something far less than that. And for me, that's unacceptable. I get it that some people like the thought of that or want that or are frightened into it, but I do not want other people controlling my life. I don't want them controlling my health or my health care, and I don't want them telling me what I can and can't do to protect myself or my family. And so those who are calling for, you know, banning of guns, as I mentioned this on our YouTube watchers already know this, but my son texted me. He said he found a fully auto M16 on GunBroker, cost $27,000, wait time of months. You got to go through a bunch of background checks, fingerprints, lots of money for tax stamps, what many other regulations. And these are only available if they're made before 1986. So, again, it's not an easy thing to do, and there's such a strange scenario of a brother of the guy going, my brother, who they claim did this, is not a gun guy at all. How would he get a hold of a gun like this? There's just a lot that doesn't add up, and there are other agendas that play themselves out. We don't have answers here, but I certainly have a lot of questions.
Yeah, the real issue is that criminals like this one aren't able to access they don't follow the gun laws. They know how to get guns, and the rest of us who do follow the law will not be at the heart of something like this event. And what they're trying to do is put us in a state of fear so that anyone who would argue that freedom is more important than security will be separated out as unpatriotic. And this is kind of a step in the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. You create the problem, and then you parse it out. You separate the haves from the have-nots. Who do you want in your group? If you're unpatriotic, you know, you're not one of us. And isn't that ironic?
Right.
In Land of the Free and Home of the Brave, they're demonizing this idea of freedom. So we begin to self-censor.
Well, and even you become defensive, those who love liberty. And we've seen this over the course of our recent history in the 90s with those that they called the sovereign citizens. And I find that it's an oxymoron, because if you're sovereign, there's no citizenship involved in that. It's a whole different realm or discussion. But the idea is to put people who love liberty on the defensive, make people believe that they're somehow dangerous, much like they try to do by ostracizing the families, the parents who are not vaccinating their children, claiming that they're the danger, or the children who are unvaccinated are the danger. And so in this way, they encroach on liberty through your fear and ignorance, for instance, of true cause of disease, because the virus is not the cause of disease, for instance, any more than the gun is the cause of the violence that just occurred and resulted in mass mayhem and carnage and death. We've got a lot more healing with Roseanne Lindsay this hour. It is Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar a little later as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I am live from Los Angeles in a business center right now, a hotel. I'm staying at near LAX, and tomorrow I'm supposed to schedule to meet a gifted healer from Norway. Very interesting. Just some of the backstory will reveal more tomorrow. But obviously a big day in America, particularly a tragic shooting, the likes of which, you know, doesn't happen here. You read about these things happening around the world, around the globe, where there are mass attacks, gun attacks, bombings, things like that. But the reality of life on planet Earth is not like it, like we've grown accustomed to in America much of the history. I'm not saying that I want it to not be that. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying is if you travel around the world or if you pay attention to the news around the world, again, what kind of idyllic life, we say, in America, it's very different from a lot of places around the globe. And now we're being touched by some of these things that we've seen around the world. And, some people might call it karmic retribution for interference in other countries. I mean, you know, we can have adult discussions about these things. But the reality is, where is that one-on-one communication with the Creator, whatever you perceive that to be, right? You called it intuition, Roseanne. We're on with Roseanne Lindsay, by the way, naturopath, natureofhealing.org. And she's written a great article, Freedom Exists Under Natural Law. And that's up at Activist Post. We've got it at robertscottbell.com linked out as well. So how do we make sense of all of this? Is it possible, Roseanne?
It is always possible. I think when we talk about freedom, we have to go beyond, you know, the charters of freedom that we've all been taught in school, you know, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. These were all written to reflect our inherent rights. And we're not taught that in school. We're taught that, you know, the bullet points. But these documents are themselves only valuable if they are embodied within us. So by themselves, they're just metaphorical shields, I say. And really to know freedom is then to know nature, because we're part of nature. We have to live in harmony with nature to understand what that means, because when you're in harmony with nature and if you spend any time in nature, you have a feeling of peace. You feel prosperous. I mean, there's truth there. You can connect the dots. There's a feeling of freedom. Now, you get that through your connection to nature. And when you connect to nature, you connect to your own intuition. And that's when you can put all the expert opinions and the news aside and go to your own higher self, go to your own answers.
To know freedom is to know nature. I don't think I've ever heard that said that way. To know freedom is to know nature. And it makes sense, again, if those of you experience that, there is a calmness, a trust, also recognition of a continuity of life, which gets, you know, bigger than the one lifetime scenario, right? Because as much as we do value life here and we want to help people to be here as long as they can and live wonderful lives, that, you know, whatever their passion is, what is their mission, there are times where we are struck by tragedies, unexpected, sometimes unexplained. And yet, there are times in your life, Roseanne, I'm sure you have, and even Super Don and I have talked about this from time to time, where you're guided to be somewhere or not be somewhere inexplicably. And then after an event occurs, you're like, oh, I get it. Had I been there, or had I been at that street corner at that point in time, life would be a lot different now. And yet, as I said, the lesson, if you will, of all of life, perhaps, is to remind us, hey, you know what? There is a communicator that's trying to tell us things all of the time. The question is, will we listen, or do we have the ears to hear it when it tries to communicate to us?
Yeah, this is a good point to talk about the difference between the laws of man and the laws of nature. And this article talks about natural law. And that is, I love this definition that I found somewhere. I don't know, I would rather give credit to whoever first wrote it. But it's the body of universal spiritual laws which governs consciousness. And when you look at that, that's the big picture. We don't need to be focused so much all the time in the details of everything. Because when we do that, we start, you know, arguing, pro versus con, we get distracted. This whole thing, what we're seeing on TV is a distraction from something greater, which is the idea of freedom and what that means for us. So if natural law is where we should be looking, and that governs consciousness, we have to understand that consciousness creates through each of us. And we do that through our free will, through our choices. So we are consciousness, and we are the ones that create this reality. So we can choose where to put our focus, whether it's on war, on security, on violence, hatred, all these things, or if we want to go back to nature, the natural, the truth comes out, and we go to peace. It's just automatic.
Yeah, peace breaks out. I like the sound of that. Although you mentioned, too, I don't know if we're on the air or just on the YouTube side of things, that, you know, there are people appearing on radio talking about a lot of violent, not metaphors, but realities of instigators, whether it be Antifa or these concepts of ISIS, which can find its roots at CIA, and there are people that are fomenting or inciting violence. What would be the purpose for doing that? I mean, if you think about the average folks out there, certainly listening to this program, probably have no interest in inciting violence anywhere in their lives. Yet there are human beings, if we can call them that loosely, that live for inciting violence. But what do they gain?
Well, those people are often not doing it on their own volition. They are controlled opposition. So somebody is funding them, and they're doing it for a greater purpose or a greater plan. And some people are arguing that what Antifa is there for is to create a civil war. So if that happens, they're talking about like a coup, a government coup, where everybody's now focused on getting what Trump out of office, right? It's all Trump is bad. This is, he's no good for the country. So they're building this rhetoric that will pull people to actually overthrow their own government without understanding that these people are bought and paid for. And who knows what this new government is? Is anybody asking who is behind this new government? Is freedom and the laws of the Constitution going to even be active?
You know what, folks? I'm going to tell you this right now. If you want Trump out of there because you want some new form of government, you are so deluded. I'm going to say it, and again, this is not me being a Trump sycophant. Again, we're acknowledging good things, bad things in everybody and anybody from any party. But the point is, if you're not paying attention, you're being killed by your own government long before Trump came on the scene. How do I know that? What do I mean? The Fear and Death Administration, the FDA, just count the numbers of dead due every year to FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. At the bare minimum, 225,000 a year. Think about that. That's 2 million every 10, over 2 million every 10 years. We know it's actually higher with the allopathic medical monopoly that is granted what? Special privileges by what? Government. So, you know, when Reagan said government is not the solution to the problems, it is the problem. You know, whether you think it's from a neo-fascist perspective, I don't believe that's where he was coming from. But the reality is, if you are looking to replace Trump because you think Trump is so evil, but you've ignored everything that preceded it, whether it's the war-making machinery looking outside of America or it's the war-making machinery within America attacking its own people via drugs approved by the FDA, you're missing. You're missing exactly what is the great evil. And if you want to strengthen government, you're going to see more mayhem, but it won't be necessarily killing fields in this way like we've just seen. It happens subtly but powerfully over time. The autism epidemic due to vaccinations, approved by what? The government, the CDC, FDA, the doctors who are licensed that still engage in such practices. So, again, I just wanted to throw that perspective out there, Roseanne. You might have some additional insight.
Yeah, well, if we go back to nature, we look at how everything cycles, right? The season cycle, it shows the life and death cycles. And if we look at the dates for this particular incident in Las Vegas, I was going through some research thinking, you know what, everything is pre-planned. This is not just, this isn't a happen out of the blue. These things are planned in cycles, and history cycles and repeats itself, right? So I look back, and this is the 100th year anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917.
Wow.
So that's where the Bolsheviks collapsed the empire of Tsar Nicholas II, right? And that sparked what? The rise of Marxist socialism under Lenin. So are we seeing a repeat cycle here?
Wow. Is it 100 years ago to the day when this occurred?
I don't know to the day, but to the year for sure.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, it's significant. Like we talked about the Flexner Report 1910, Obamacare 2010. These cycles are very real. To see that 100 years down, there is a battle. As you said, we talked about that they want to make people who love liberty the enemy, the danger. And why would they do that? Because America is the one nation on the planet, at least in recorded history, that embrace the concept of the defense of the individual and individual liberty to maximize the freedom, to limit that freedom only where it encroached on the freedom of someone else. There have been hints at it throughout history, but never has a nation embraced it to begin with. Of course, we've lost a lot of that. And with these violent attacks, I think people are purposefully trying to engender a fear and even a hatred of those who love liberty. Again, Bill O'Reilly making a statement, which I think is factual, the price of freedom, could be these disastrous killing zones. But again, I don't know if it's exactly accurate because you're really not free to go out and buy a gun like that and do that. That was a violation of people's freedom, and it was a violation of even the law or the regulations associated with the gun. So, you know, there are nuanced discussions to have, and I know people want to yell and scream a bit. It's an emotional day, but I'm glad you're on board with me today to talk about this, Roseanne.
Yeah, and, you know, John Rappaport always writes his great articles, and he wrote something today, A Truly Free and Open Market was the title. And mm-hmm. I love his quote. He talks about what you're talking about now, the individual. There is nothing the state fears more than many, many individuals willing to step up to the plate. The state wants utter dependence and surrender. So I think the moral of the story is don't fear your government. Fear nothing. They want us in a state of fear. They don't want us to recognize our independence, our freedom, our innate freedom, and because there's strength in numbers. And you know what? We only need to change our mindset to come into that freedom.
Yeah, well, it takes a lot of practice to strengthen it. You know, we have these fleeting thoughts that come and go, and we go, I caught that. Oh, it's gone just that fast. But how do you practice liberty, right? People think, what do you mean, Doc? To practice it? Well, yeah, I mean, if you've been living as a city slicker for your whole, don't go out in nature, you don't recognize maybe what Roseanne is sharing with us today on the air. We got a lot more healing to go. And remember, when the government fears the people, that's when there's liberty. When the people fear the government, that's when there's tyranny. Folks, there's a lot more to this story, and we'll keep covering it as we go here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And then we've got advanced medicine after the top of the hour. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want to thank Roseanne Lindsay for being here today on a day where I specifically thought about her. I said, my gosh, we need Roseanne on this day following what happened in Las Vegas and other things. And she's a naturopath and she does great healing work and she consults. So wherever you are around planet Earth, if you're not sure where to reach out, what to do, she can help you out. She's got a way to connect via Skype and other methods. And natureofhealing.org is the website. Roseanne, are there other ways you want people to know they can reach out to you?
Oh, those are great ways. And by the way, this, you know, as we were talking about everything cycles, I just learned that we were together on your show 3 years ago for your 1,000th show since you've been on 6 days a week.
Where was that?
We were on the radio on your 1,000th show, which was 3 years ago to this day.
Wow. That's a cool cycle. I mean, significant milestones there as well. Super Don, we've lost track of how many shows we've done since we've gone 6 days a week, because we were once a week for
many years. Yeah, we kind of gave up counting, didn't we?
Right. No, it's like,
that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
Right? Yeah, we're so old and so many, who cares? But no, thank you. Yeah, no, it's great to have you on. And again, even whether it's a celebration or whether it's a somber moment, to communicate, again, deeper meaning to this, help people to get through it. I talk about use of CBD. There are Bach flower remedies to deal with the emotion things. But please, I ask you, don't lose sight of how important freedom is. As you said, Roseanne, so well, you know, you want to learn about freedom, watch nature. And at that point, you'll see deeper. You won't be easily manipulated out of the love of liberty and the necessity for those who, you know, are here for bigger things than just being victims of these scenarios, that want to help others and genuinely want to do so without interference by government. That's a noble thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we go back to nature to talk about this, is in nature there's something called polarity. We on this mm-hmm. planet have the polarity principle. So there are multiple belief systems and a lot of opposition. So if you hear one thing over and over again, you might want to question that and say, okay, what's the opposite of that? What's the other pole say? So there are two belief systems. One belief says that a human being is separate from all others, designed to control others, and they can't think because they can't think for themselves, right? The other belief system says that each of us is a cell of the collective web, that we're all connected as one, one interconnected humanity. So if you believe that, you're working under natural law. And that is not written. It's intuitive. It's knowable by observation. And it's common sense. So if you extrapolate that out to the planet, we live on a free will planet. Everything is presented as an offer to contract. So it's up to each of us to know when to, that we can consent or not consent. We can withdraw consent anytime it doesn't resonate with us. So we do have to connect to that intuition inside of us, because otherwise we're second guessing, we're confused, we're distracted, we're not centered in who we are here on the planet, which is we have a purpose to be here. You have a purpose, I have a purpose, Super Don has a purpose, and I hope you're wearing your cape, Super Don.
Super Don has a purpose? I thought he was just kind of randomly thrown about on the show here once in a while.
Better to have a purpose than a purse.
Is that right? I don't know. Yeah, there was a cute purse, I think. Didn't I send you one? No, that was not you. Never mind.
You kept it all for yourself.
That's right, right. Well, listen, Roseanne, the concept of consent, so very important. The reality is that people don't realize that they consent away their liberties. Right? It's not taken from them. They have to agree. Now, some would say, well, I had no choice. Well, you always have a choice, but sometimes the consequences are so severe that you'd rather not make the choice, right? And I recognize that, but that's the free will planet that we're on. That's what you're talking about, planet free will.
That's right. So, you know, we have to maybe do some digging, do a little bit deeper digging. Don't take what other people say for, you know, on the surface. Everything's so surface these days, and what we hear we're supposed to just take in as truth, and it's just not true. We have to go to that feeling. I mean, the feeling, the emotion is some of our truth, and we can't ignore that. When we bury that feeling, it eventually comes up and manifests as symptoms or disease. So really it makes sense to pay attention to the body, because the body, you know, gives us our answers.
Yeah, listen to it. I mean, it's a vehicle for communication, folks. And if you shut it down with drugs like I did for the first umpteen years of my life before I woke up and saw the light, so to speak, allow the light back in my body, you know, again, you become victimized and you're on the road to chronic diseases, degradation diseases, including cancer. Not because it's in your genetic code, but because you're creating the conditions under which it manifests. All right, Roseanne, thank you for bringing the power to heal back to the folks out there. You do such a great job, and I want everybody to reach out to you at natureofhealing.org, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, back with Advanced Medicine and Dr. Rasha Bitar after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.